Welcome everybody to the Jim Hickey podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Jim, this week we're talking about the letter U, you being for being uncomfortable or living out, being outside your comfort zone, I suppose is what we could say. And I suppose that's a huge part of progressing in life. We never really progress unless we're growing in some way, but it's not always the easiest. You might kind of explain what your experience is around helping riders and that sense of being uncomfortable and going through the hard parts of growth.
Thank you, Conor, for that great introduction. I am excited to speak about you this week, and it's not the easiest one for you as riders to hear. And you know this already, because to learn something new, there's always going to be uncomfortable. You train a horse and, you know, they're trying to learn something and they're challenged and they're just not strong in their bodies or they're not getting it, and you're trying to slowly educate them and produce them, and it's expected that it's going to take time. There's greenness and they're novice and nervous, and you're trying to produce and educate and develop them. There's no one really talking about us as humans. To grow as humans, we are going to be uncomfortable. You know, we're on U, and like from A to work on anxiety, and B and breath and brave and confidence all the way. It's great to speak it, and it's great to listen to these podcasts and hear them and watch them. But we have to understand that it's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay. You know, I would say when you're working out, you need to say, like, it's okay, I'm going to be sore, it's going to be tough, it's going to be a challenge. But all these tools and techniques, you have to feel that it's not going to be just, oh, click my fists and fingers and it's there, like, and fist punch and like, hey, we've got it. You have to put in the effort. You have to put in the effort. And the effort is times when it's uncomfortable. When you're Robin Sharma, he's a great speaker. He speaks about being uncomfortable, messy, then gorgeous. So many people think it's, you know, they don't have to go through that. But it's easier if you know that it's going to be hard. It's a hard decision, but it's a good decision. It's the right decision. It's the correct decision. It takes discipline. It takes focus. It takes effort. And that effort is uncomfortable. To learn something new, to grow new muscles, and all these techniques through the A to Z, they're exciting and they're great, but to integrate them, it is going to take effort, and it will be, oh, you know, even going back to tea from last week, it is uncomfortable to go to bed and change a pattern of a lifetime. But if you, now that you are aware of it, which I want people to be, and I want everybody to grow and to better themselves, but it is going to be uncomfortable. It is. The easy way out is to stay in bed and do nothing, but I promise you it won't bring happiness.
Yeah, like, I suppose people forget, it's built into us actually to take the easy road. Like, it's a survival mechanism to not have to walk up the mountain or not have to take the hard road. The body's always trying to survive, going, well, what can I do for the least amount of effort and get away with it in that survival mode? But to really grow and build that muscle, and not just physical muscle, but even with their brain, they talk about building new connections and neurons firing and growing new, you know, patterns of the brain or whatever. And that's why I think oftentimes when you're learning something new, whether it's a new language or a new skill, geez, it feels really difficult at the start. Like, and you feel almost like I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Or did you ever start a new job, for instance? And you think, I'm going to fly through this job. I'll just land in on Monday and I'll fly through it. At the end of the first week, you're absolutely exhausted because you're learning all new routines and new ways of doing things. And so it does take time, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I like the fact you added there. You will be tired from something new. You have to give yourself time. You know, and I'm a big fan of 1% a day. Just try and improve. If you're going through this A to Z, or if you have particular ones you want to keep listening back over, give yourself time, gradually build up. Sometimes I remember a long time ago when a businessman came to me and he was struggling, and so we talked about the business, then I talked about where your energy was where his energy was at, and I obviously motivated him, inspired him too much, because he went out, ran a 5k the next day, and he hadn't ran for years, even though he was a top athlete at one stage. could hardly walk. And his friendly business rang me and said, "What did you do with James?" He said, "He's crippled." I said, "What do you mean?" And he told me what happened. And I said, "No, I didn't even ask him to exercise. I was just chatting about where his energy was. But I obviously, he probably just, oh, I'm going to get back to that level where I was." So I learned my lesson that 1%, like just 1%, a little bit every day. And if you can do that consistently, 5-6 days a week, take one day off, like everything will just gradually get better and better. However, you have to be uncomfortable to push yourself through and to do the right things. Doing the right things is never the easy thing, but doing the right thing is always the satisfying thing, the rewarding thing. And we all know inside, so you talked about the mind, Connor. It's the heart that's important. It's your passion. It's your energy. It's your spirit. It's your drive. It's your purpose. The mind, I'm all the time saying, never mind my mind. It's over there. Like, how will I feel? How good is this for me? You know, how good is it when I learn all these new techniques? How much better will I feel? How much better will I live my best life? How much will I grow? How much will I become more benefit if you as a writer, for all you writers, how will you feel afterwards having tweaked all these tiny little things? How much more satisfying will it be? How much more fulfilled will you be? How much pleasure will you get? How much of a better writer will you get? How much better results will you get? And it's that patience and that small, consistent, persistent steps. But it is uncomfortable. You have, and the more you can accept that it is going to be uncomfortable, the easier it's going to be.
In these podcasts, I always try and think of other analogies outside of horse riding, just so it maybe gives a different perspective. But I remember learning to type first. My mother actually must have been years ahead of herself, but she actually sent me on a typing course. This was before there was actually really computers. It was kind of electronic typewriter. But I was about 13 at the time, and no one taught, what are you doing going on a typing course? No one uses, at that time, no one really had a computer as such or anything like that. And did the course, but I remember I hadn't really the opportunity to type for about 5 years, but it did build muscle memory. We were there every day. We had to do type that. And this is like, it was building the muscle memory in your fingers over 2 weeks. So what happened to me was when I was doing my thesis and my master's, actually, it was the first time that I had to write and type a lot. And I could see people trying to type with one finger and they hadn't learned to type yet properly. And they were suffering, like, whereas once I got into a bit of a rhythm and the muscle memory came back and that training, I actually took off in terms of the speed I was able to do it at.
Well done.
But the difficult part was the easiest thing is to try and do and just stay there. The really uncomfortable part was, oh my God, I have to force to get my little baby finger up to that Q button or something like that, just so that in time it'll be strong enough to be able to do it. And then you don't even have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that's really when you're talking about being uncomfortable at a new skill. That's what I relate to.
Yeah.
That's what's coming to mind now. There's loads of examples in life, but.
There are. Yeah. And the more specific it is to your writing and all your habits, and you'll notice as you listen through these podcasts, people actually have told me that they have nothing to do with writing and they learn so much. So your stories would help in other areas, you know. And sometimes writers have to pick up other skills and bookkeeping, and that's a word they actually don't like. But the more you can fall in love with everything you need to do. There's a writer that's in college and she doesn't like college, and I'm saying, you know, the more you can understand what you're going to learn and how it's going to help you afterwards, the more you can train yourself to be uncomfortable, to enjoy it and know how it's going to benefit you. It's always what it's going to do to you afterwards. When I go through this, how will I feel afterwards? And the feeling afterwards for putting in that effort, that uncomfortable effort, that's if you can go ahead of yourself. And just say, God, no, it's going to feel great. And enjoy then, if you couldn't actually enjoy the uncomfortable part, when you get to that place, oh, I love being uncomfortable because I'm going to feel better. It's going to make me a better person. It's going to make me a better writer. It's going to make me produce horses. It's going to make me a better winner. The more you can step into the enjoying the uncomfortableness and feeling that it's your friend and it's your uncomfortable, you love being uncomfortable, because then you're not avoiding, you know, putting this brain stuff around you. No, I'm going to keep myself in the safety zone where I'm not going to be challenged. The more you can enjoy your challenge, it's a healthy challenge.
Yeah, and again, coming back to other analogies, maybe I remember starting out my own in business, and I was always wanted to start out on my own and start my own business. And it's only when you start, you go, what have I got myself into? Because it is uncomfortable and it is like a huge challenge. But what you seem to be talking about a lot there is if you've got a big enough why for what you want to do, as
Yeah.
there's enough motivation going, no, I am willing to go through the hard times in order to get to my destination.
Yeah, exactly. And they are. Oh, look, so I'm trying to get the elephant out of the room here and focus on it being uncomfortable, but become friends with uncomfortable, enjoy being uncomfortable, and know that this is it's a short like period of time you're going to push yourself, but you're going to enjoy it because it's going to better you. It's going to make you a better person. You're going to grow more. You're going to accept more. You're going to develop more. And it's the same with pushing an animal, you know, a little bit at a time, push them a little bit, educate them a little bit, or educate her a little bit. And the more you do a little bit every day, all of a sudden, like, boom, you get these great results. And it's the same as us humans.
It's
But
like,
we need to work on so much strategy, so much skills, and so much systems, which to better ourselves. And as riders, you know, you're all the time tweaking. But if you have a growth mindset, that you want to grow, you're not going to be sensitive. Oh, I don't want to do that, or being a victim, which we can all be capable of. But if you can come from a, you know, a growth mindset where you can step into your power and say, yeah, I've got this. I'm going to step up here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to push myself. Then you're going to be proud of yourself. You're going to be just your happiest self, your best version of you.
yeah, and we've both been to lots of Tony Robbins events, and he often talks about when you're digging around in that uncomfortableness, you know you're close to a breakthrough, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so being happy with being uncomfortable, to enjoy being uncomfortable compared to. So, first of all, we're talking about it and it's uncomfortable being uncomfortable. But the more you can feel the embracement of, you know what, I like uncomfortable. I actually love it because I'm going to grow so much.
Yeah, so that probably comes back to pushing me to have a cold shower, is it?
It reminds me of a time when I have a friend, he was with he was over in Sweden where my brothers live, and he was in this house saying that Jim is mad, you know, he's a cold shower. My brother said, so do I. My brother's son said, so do I. And then a friend there, and he said, so do I. He just left scratching his head.
So did he eventually do
Don't think so.
it?
He's not ready to be uncomfortable
Now I
enough.
feel really bad now that you've just mentioned four people. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it, Jim. I'll do
Good man, only if you want to.
No, but I get the principle of it. If you're able to discipline yourself to have a cold shower, if you can do that discipline, then all the other uncomfortable things that you do in your day, sometimes, as you say, like the last thing you want to do is book work, or the things that are really important need to be done, but you don't like doing it. If you can get used to doing uncomfortable things, at least you're getting those essential things done, but learning to enjoy it or feeling, at least it'll be a great feeling at the end of it.
Yeah, and also sometimes when I'm doing a workout, I say I'm looking forward now to my coffee after this, you know. So I'm rewarding myself with a coffee. I play a little, I'll feel great, and I'll have a lovely coffee. I'll feel great after it. We have to think ahead how we're going to feel. You know, Einstein said the greatest nation is our imagination. So we can imagine how we're going to feel afterwards, how strong we're going to feel, whatever area you're growing, whatever skill you're improving, the more you can put yourself afterwards. I talked about energy and exercise in E and how good I used to feel when I was running on the Wild Atlantic Way in the middle of winter with my dog when they're pounding down. Oh, I feel great when I come back. And I was just putting on the runners, getting out. It's if you can enjoy being uncomfortable, if you can love being uncomfortable, then you're in a really good place.
Yeah, and another quote that I've heard before, I suppose uncomfortable sometimes can be not just feeling uncomfortable, but uncertainty. So one of the quotes I heard was the more uncertainty you can live with in a comfortable way, the more in control of your life you are, and the more growth you're able to push yourself beyond your boundaries, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, being okay with uncertainty because you're searching, you're stepping up again, you're going to the unknown, and it's like you go as far as you can. You don't try to picture the whole picture way off here. You go as far, you make the steps and go as far as you can, and then go again, you know. But in a positive way, in a correct way, and your instinct and your heart, and you'll be guided, like your intuition is always, if you can tune into your intuition, the amount of writers would have said, I didn't listen to my gut there. I knew I should have gone. I added there, and I just saw, and I just doubted. You know, that's the mind kicking in. Like your instinct knows. And the more you can, your instinct tells you, look, this is good for you. You know, do this, do the extra rep, do your paperwork, do what's uncomfortable. And as you gain, you go through the discipline of being able to stop and put on your phone for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and keep repeating calm or let go or whatever word you feel you need to do to release or to center yourself again. That takes discipline. And discipline is uncomfortable, and being uncomfortable is uncomfortable. But if you can enjoy discipline, if you can enjoy being uncomfortable.
Ironically, I think I don't think we've laughed as much in the middle of a podcast as this one, being uncomfortable, talking about being uncomfortable. I don't know whether it's a nervous laugh or what, but one of the funniest quotes I've ever heard around living on the edge is if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space.
Wow.
So maybe that's where we need to think of it in a funny way, you know.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like again, we always finish a podcast with a meditation. Maybe you might bring us into
Yeah, and I'll come back to explain about being uncomfortable and the importance of meditating to get yourself comfortable. Meditation will always bring you into a comfortable place. The hardest thing is to change your energy to get into the meditation. And I work really hard to meditate, and sometimes I'm so uncomfortable to get there because I've been doing so much and I need to center myself. So that's okay. But the discipline to get from uncomfortable to get comfortable is through meditation. So we'll begin. Again, always closing your eyes and taking calm, deep breaths, your biggest deep breath you've taken all day. Relaxing your whole body, feeling at ease, giving yourself permission to switch off from your other thoughts and enter a place of peace and calmness. Allow your mind, your head, your brain relax. Permission to switch off. Feel your shoulders drop with each breath you take. Connect to a part of your body where you're given permission, where you're allowing, you're accepting, you're giving yourself space to let go. Feeling your upper body relax, your lower body relax. Feeling your right leg, left leg relax. Your right arm, left arm relax. Your right hand, left hand relax. Your forehead relax. Your face relax. Allow a smile come over your face where you give yourself the feeling of joy, peace, harmony. And knowing already you're in this place of comfort. You've come from an uncomfortable place of learning these new awarenesses. And now you're becoming comfortable in your own body, scanning your body, doubling your sense of relaxation, tripling your sense of calmness. Permission to drop into a place of ease. Permission to allow your body relax even more. 1% more relax. 1% more feel that calm, relaxing feeling overcome you. 1% more centered into the universe, a mile into the universe, into Mother Earth. In this peaceful, calm place, know that your sense of comfortableness has brought a sense of ease. You're not uncomfortable anymore. Now you're comfortable. Comfortable in yourself. It's like you love your horses, you love yourself. 10 out of 10 of your animals. You're comfortable with that. You're comfortable in your own skin. Not uncomfortable. You brought yourself into the place of comfort. From 1 to 2, feel your whole body tripling, quadrupling that sense of comfort. Comfort in your mind, your head, relaxed in your body, in your heart, your spirit. So at ease. Feels good. From 2 to 3, 3 to 4, feel that ease, that centeredness, that calmness, that sense of flow, sense of pleasure, satisfaction, joy. Feel in your whole body comfortable. 8, 9. Be proud of the efforts you've took from making yourself, feeling yourself being uncomfortable to being comfortable, and knowing this tool, this technique will bring yourself, your whole self, into comfort zone. 8, 9, and 10. Well done, well done, well done. I recognize the great job you've done and I honor it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim, for a great meditation yet again. This has been the Jim Hickey Podcast, the A to Z of success in the ring. Next week, Jim, we're going to focus on the letter V, a very important topic in the world of professional sport visualization.